Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms, through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community.
Well, hello, and welcome to another edition of Moon Magic with Jeanette and David Ewing. This is the David here, and Jeanette's here, too, getting things set up and stuff for our ritual tonight, celebrating Bast. Bastet. I think there's some other names. But either Bast or Bastet are the usual common names for Bast. Egyptian goddess. We're going to connect with her a little bit tonight, celebrate the full moon, and... what?
People?
Oh, I am. Yeah, so that's what we're doing tonight. What is this, May 28th?
No, this is May 27th, David.
27th, tomorrow's the 28th. See, I've been losing track. It's been one of those weeks this week. Yep, that's what we're doing. And, today, so this is the full, we're celebrating the full moon, which is also called the flower moon, the budding moon, the frog moon, and the corn planting moon. Interesting that it's the frog moon, because last weekend when I went out to mow the grass, there was a little frog hanging out on the lawnmower, a little gray tree frog, wasn't it? Yeah. Yeah, it was a little gray tree frog. It was about an inch and a half or so long. Hanging out on the handle of the lawnmower there, so I had to relocated him over to something else, and he hung out and kept me company as I mowed the grass this past weekend. So we had a little frog experience last weekend out here in the yard. We do hear them in the area quite a bit. I think we're in one of those areas that we do hear the frogs a lot. So that's the frog moon. It was appropriate because we had a frog experience this past weekend. Corn planting moon. I think corn should already be planted most places by now. flower moon because, flowers are happening in springtime, that time of the year. We're still depending on where you are in the country, either spring is already come and gone or spring is still in spring mode. I guess if you're farther north. Yeah. So
maybe a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, maybe a little bit of spring happening still if you're like up in Wisconsin, up where Circle Sanctuary is at. I don't think they've quite gotten into the summer stride of things. They're probably still in the springish end of May. Yeah.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. I think so. So that's cool. And let's see what's going on.
Yeah, so let's talk a little bit about Bast before we start. For those tuning in who have maybe only sporadically tuned in before, this particular wheel of the year, I decided to try to expand our knowledge, mine and certainly anybody listening, about what you can do or ways you can connect with the full moon. And there's a lot of different ways you can interpret it, a lot of different ways you can work with this energy as a celestial body. You could also attune to a particular goddess that is associated with the moon. And that's what I decided to attempt for this year. Mm-hmm. So far, I have not repeated any. There aren't a huge number, and this is likely because in some cultures, the moon is associated with a male deity. Also, depending on the culture, a particular goddess might have associations with particular specific seasons or particular spiritual attributes, but not necessarily associated with sun or moon. But there are some. And what I've also found along the way this year in particular is that as cultures, ancient cultures, came into contact with other ancient cultures, well, that other culture's gods and goddesses started to, those belief systems and those practices started to, I guess, bleed over mm-hmm. into another culture. And this was particularly true with Rome and Greece and Egypt, ancient Egypt.
Right.
And so it is worth noting that tonight's goddess is sponsored by the letter, I'm sorry.
Oh, wow. All Sesame Street here.
Getting all Sesame Street. Sorry, I saw a Sesame Street commercial earlier. I couldn't help myself. But the goddess Bast, also called Bastet, is one of the goddesses in particular whose attributes or spiritual powers, meanings, have changed over time. And in ancient Egypt, before they came into contact with the Greeks, she was a goddess of associated with the sun. She is considered to be the daughter of Ra and Isis
okay.
in some stories. And not only that, but Bast was considered to be the eye of Ra, which I found interesting. She's definitely associated with fertility, with protection, particularly with protection over women in childbirth, but protection in general. She was a goddess associated with pleasure and joy, intoxication.
Huh.
The ancient Egyptians are one of the first cultures that started brewing beer. And they love, and there were a number of festivals that revolved around, well, getting drunk, getting, you know, pie-eyed. And one of these celebrations did revolve around Bastet.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she is associated with getting drunk and having a good old time. Yes, you can expand that by saying she's associated with pleasure, with sex also,
mm-hmm.
although not exclusively, but that is one of her many, or just pleasure and joy and happiness in general. She's also associated with the moon because of the later associations of ancient Greece and ancient Egypt, when the Greeks finally made their way over to, well, actually, yes, the Greeks during, or probably even before the beginning of the Ptolemaic Empire,
mm-hmm.
They'd already had contact with ancient Greeks. And as such, when cultures come into contact with other cultures, then sometimes your deities can change over time. And this is, she's not the only one, but she is certainly one of the goddesses, one of the deities whose attributes changed as time went on. And So over time, she also became associated with the moon. So we are going to be enjoying the pleasures of Bastet and connecting with these energies of pleasure, of happiness, and some protection as well. So who doesn't need a little bit of protection
and happiness
in these tumultuous and still unsettled times? And I've forgotten why we don't light incense as much as we used to. This is cone incense, and it's really
smoky.
It's very smoky, and we don't as much as we used to, for good reason. But I love the smell. I love the scent of it. This particular one that I chose is sandalwood, and that's also an herb. Well, a resin. No, not a resin.
No, sandalwood is the bark.
The bark.
Bark.
And the inner part of the tree that is responsible for that strong scent that we all love. But sandalwood is also associated with the moon. So let us take a few moments. Take some nice deep breaths. And breathe in. And out. Let's take another deep breath in and exhale. And as I cast the circle, I'm going to cast the circle of light, of warmth, of connection, circle of light, circle of sound, circle of protection, circle around, circle of light, circle of sound, circle of protection, circle around, circle of light, circle of sound, circle of community, circle around, circle of light, circle of sound, circle of community, circle around. Blessed be. And we are connected to each other in this time and space, and in the time and space beyond. And let us focus our attention and turn to the east, the home of the rising sun. Spirits, guardians, and elementals of the east and air, we welcome you into our sacred space this evening. We ask for your blessings of intellect, of wisdom, and we ask that you send our prayers and messages to our ancestors, and to our deities, spirits, elementals, and guardians of the east and air. We welcome you. Blessed be.
And we turn to the south, and we welcome the powers, the elementals, the guardians, and the spirits of the south and the sacred element of fire. And we ask them to lend us their energies to keep us motivated as we go through our days and tackle our challenges, to give us the passion to pursue our dreams. And to warm our spirits when we're just not having a good day. So may the powers and the elementals and the spirits of the South and the sacred element of fire be with us, and we welcome them. Blessed be.
Blessed be. And we welcome spirits, the elementals, the guardians, the powers of the West and water to be with us in our sacred space tonight. We ask for your blessings of healing introspection, intuition, compassion, and empathy. So that we may better connect to the world around us, to those living in our communities, and to the planet as a whole. Spirits, elementals, and guardians of the West and water, we welcome you. Blessed be.
And then we turn to the north, and we call to the spirits, elementals, and the guardians of the north, and the sacred element of earth. And we ask that they share with us their energies to keep us grounded, to prosper, to connect with the spirit of the earth as a place to plant the seeds of our dreams, of our goals, of our aspirations, so that we may watch them grow. Guardians, elementals of the north, and the sacred element of earth, we welcome you. Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Direction.
And we turn our direction, our attention to the center, and to the goddess Bast. Daughter of Ra, daughter of Isis. Goddess of magic, mistress of the sun and moon. Goddess of pleasure, of love, of joy. Goddess of fertility. Goddess of protection. Bless us with your radiant presence. In your powers as goddess of the moon, illuminate us as this moon shines brightly this night, and grant us powers of protection over ourselves, over our loved ones. Over beloved cats, other four-legged members of our families. Goddess Bastet, goddess of the moon, we welcome you. Blessed be. And let's take a few moments and connect with the fertile energies of the earth and envision, or if you are able to look and see, the moon where you are at. Look at the shining brightness in the sky and feel or imagine this bright light shining down on you and feel this illumination. Starting at the crown on the top of your head, and moving downward. And as the light moves down you, feel it pause for a moment and fill your heart joy. And let the brightness of this light this incandescence fill and burn away any darkness within you, darkness associated with sadness, illness, loneliness, life frustrations. So let it move into every pore of your being and let that brightness radiate out down your arms to your fingertips. And down the trunk of your body, feel this light moving down your legs, and down your feet into your toes and the very soles of your feet. Take another breath. And feel that joy within you, even if it is only for a moment. Know that you will be connected to family, to friends, to tribe, someday very soon. Now that you are energized with joy and happiness, focus on those things that bring you pleasure. Pleasure is not only sexual pleasure. Pleasure can be anything that fills your life with happiness and joy. Taking walks in the woods, gardening, picking up your favorite book and reading it all over again. Talking with your friends, playing with your pets, working on those crafts and those hobbies that you put away because maybe you thought that you just weren't up to doing it. Now it is time for you to think about those things that bring you pleasure in your life. Focus on those things. And connect with those things. And as you are filled with this joyful energy, fast also grants fertility. It could be fertility for yourself. Maybe you do want a child. Perhaps fertility for a friend or family member who would like a child or who is already pregnant. Or fertility in the form of energy, of creativity, new thoughts, new ideas, new hobbies, new crafts. Maybe the fertility associated with working the land in your own garden, perhaps with an indoor garden, cultivating new and unusual indoor plants. Maybe the fertility and creativity that comes with a new job or new work endeavors. As you hold this energy of vast within you, you can harness that energy for these many different things. And lastly, bask as Mother Goddess. Is fiercely protective. So let's take a few moments. And with this energy of the moon, do you need more? Her power is infinite on the full moon. Let this goddess's energy, let this energy of the full moon shine back down upon you and re-energize you, charging you like a battery. And as we do so, call out those things that might need protection. Yourself and your home. Protection for our friends. May they stay safe and strong and healthy. Protection for our family, whoever that family is to you, biological or chosen family. Keep our families safe and strong and healthy. Protection for our beloved four-legged friends. Keep them safe. Keep them strong. Keep them healthy. Protection for wild places and wild spaces. Protect them from forest fires, deforestation, flooding, and harm done by man. And protection for the planet as a whole. May the moon's radiant energy shine down, envelop ourselves, place where we live, the places we call sacred. Our friends, our family, our tribe, our community. Imagine this radiant, bright light shining down and protecting those people, those beings, those places that we hold dear. Protection from Bast. Blessings from Bast. 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 So mote it be.
So mote it be.
And while this moon may or may not be bright where you are at, know that the moon still shines even if you cannot see her. And know that you can connect with these full moon energies on this night and for the next couple of nights after this particular ritual. And we are at...
So it was full yesterday morning at about 7:20 a.m. Eastern Time was when it was at 100%. So we're just a day past full. It's at 97% right now. And so for us, the full moon was a bunch of thunderstorms yesterday that came through our area.
That's true.
Lots of thunderstorms, thunder, lightning, and rain. Yeah.
So, yes, you can take advantage of these full moon energies
mm-hmm.
for the next couple of days
yeah.
at least. And remember, you can listen now or you can listen in the time
mm-hmm.
to come. And remember that Bast is a goddess like many of the goddesses that we have worked with and talked about on these full moon shows, on our rituals and just at other times, that seem to have a lot of job titles.
Mm-hmm. She's a multitasker.
She is a multitasker. hopefully she spends more time than her living counterparts who tend to have short attention spans.
You know, it's also written that she was a patron goddess of firefighters at one time because it was believed that if a cat ran through a house that was burning, it would draw the flames out. So, yeah, so for a while she was a patron goddess of firefighters because her...
protective energies?
Yes, would draw the flames out of things that were on fire. Little tips.
Little nuggets of wisdom. And so as we've done many times before, we like to keep our candles burning. We do not extinguish them.
Mm-hmm.
But we will take this moment to thank the goddess for being with us, Mother Goddess, Goddess of the Sun, Goddess of the Moon, Goddess of Pleasure, Joy, Fertility, Protection. Thank you for sharing your bountiful energies, the bright incandescence of your full moon this evening. Thank you for providing introspection and illumination, literally and figuratively. Goddess of the Moon, we thank you for being with us. Blessed be.
Blessed be.
And we turn our attention back to the north.
And we turn to the gods and goddesses, the protectors, the energies, the spirits, and the guardians of the north and the sacred element of earth. And we thank them for lending us their energies of grounding, of stability, of being able to stand and weather the storms that come into our lives. We thank the earth for the fertility and the bounty given to us, not only in the form of foods, but also spiritually, with our projects and our tasks and our dreams and our desires. We thank them for lending us their energies to help those dreams and desires come true. Guardians, spirits, elementals of the north and the sacred element of the earth, we thank you. Blessed be.
Blessed be. And we turn our attention to the west. And we thank the elementals, deities, guardians, spirits, and powers of the west and water for being with us tonight, for providing us and blessing us with healing powers, with providing us and blessing us with intuitiveness, compassion, and the emotions needed for connection to our fellow living creatures. Spirits, elementals, deities, and guardians of the west and water, we thank you. Blessed be.
Blessed be. And then we turn to the south. And we thank the guardians, the spirits, the energies of the south and the sacred element of fire. We thank them for giving us the passion to pursue our dreams, for warming our spirits, for warming our hearts. And for melting the ice in our hearts so we may connect with others in our families, our tribe, our world. Spirits, guardians, elementals of the south, and the sacred element of fire, we thank you. Blessed be.
Blessed be. And then we turn our attention back to the east, home of the rising sun. And we thank spirits, elementals, deities, guardians, and powers of the east and air for being with us, for lending us your energies of intellect, wisdom, for allowing our minds to be clear and sharp, providing us with clarity when we need it, and for listening to our prayers so that they may be sent on to our deities and our ancestors. And we thank you for also allowing us to hear those messages from our ancestors and our deities. Spirits, elementals, and guardians of the east and air, we thank you. Blessed be.
Blessed be.
And as we open our circle, know that these energies in the here and now and our connections to our tribe in the here and now extend beyond space and time. And that the circle may be open, it is never broken.
Mary
meet, Mary part, and Mary meet again. Blessed be.
Cool.
Bye. Okay.
So we'll think about Bass over the next month. Learn about her, connect with her, research. That's your homework for the month.
She is a goddess.
Yeah.
Again, she's a goddess of the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And of the moon.
And the sunrise. It was said that she rode next to her father, Ra, as he crossed the sky, the sun god Ra, as he crossed the sky, protecting him. And then she would turn into a cat at night to protect him from his, what do you call it, his nemesis, his enemy?
Yes.
What was his name? The Serpent God. I'm blanking his name all of a sudden. I need to look it up. What was his name? Aspet? Something like that. The Serpent. Apep. A-P-E-P.
Oh, okay.
I kind of had it there, but I wasn't quite sure. I had to look it up again. So she would turn into a cat to protect Ra from his greatest enemy, the serpent god, Apep.
And how apt is that?
We had an experience like that recently just in our house last week with a cat in our house having a thing about a serpent who happened to get into the house.
Yes, we had a baby snake. It was tiny. It probably had just been hatched.
About 6 inches, 7 inches long. So, yeah.
Yeah. Tiny non-venomous thing. And we'd had the screen door open. No, the screen door closed, but the sliding door open. And
yeah.
So somehow it was able to get
in. It got in.
And
our little black cat
was suddenly very interested in what was something at the back door.
Yeah.
And moving around and chasing after something, and lo and behold, it was a tiny little snake, and we managed to get her away from it so we could get it outside.
Relocate.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. But I wasn't sure what it was because there was also a spider on the little rug right next to the door, too. So I thought she was really interested in the spider. But then she, after the spider got relocated, then she was still, like, focused on that little area there. And that's when later I picked up the little floor mat that's inside the door, the little rug, and there it was, curled up there trying to hide out, was a little snake. So that's what she was also just focused on. Hey, there's something in here. It shouldn't be here. Do something about it. It's kind of interesting. So in the past couple of weeks, we had a snake encounter where our cats were very interested. One of our cats, our little black cat, was very interested in the snake.
Yes, and there was a second one just a few days ago.
Outside?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And the cat that I usually think is too dumb and not really paying attention was actually paying attention and saw this time another different snake, small garter snake or racer or whatever, another small thing, no more than maybe 6 or 7 inches long. But he saw it, and I managed to scoop him up to keep him from making a meal out of poor little snake.
Right.
So, interesting that Bast is also associated with protecting Ra
from
a snake god. How prophetic.
It is.
Hmm.
Interesting. Yes. And then we had our frog encounter, too, because this is the frog moon. So, you know, we had our frog encounter in the yard with the gray tree frog. We had to look it up to see what it was to identify it. Yeah.
Typically, we see toads in our backyard and not tree frogs.
Yeah, we normally see toads. Yeah, we normally see toads and not frogs. Right. I was kind of surprised. So.
So we've got some things coming up.
Right.
And first and foremost, we have to mention Circle at. Circle's
PSG
this year is also virtual.
Mm-hmm.
And
it is June 25th to the 27th, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Right. And so the way it works is that when you register, you get access to the their private Facebook channel that provides you access to everything that's going to be going on. There are a bunch of it's only a few days, but they've packed in a number of really good
mm-hmm.
presenters that they might not be able to get otherwise, because usually at this time of year, it's so busy, and some of these presenters are in really high demand.
Right.
One of them is Byron Ballard. She's going to be doing a workshop. And who are some of the others?
So the presenters this year are Byron and Sabina Magliocco, M-A-G-L-I-O-C-C-O, and I said that wrong. Sabina?
Magliocco,
maybe. Christopher Penzack. And they've got Michael York and Selena Fox are the presenters for this year. And they have musicians, too, who are doing little concerts throughout the course of the weekend. Included in the musical lineup are one of our favorites, Kellyanna, who's from the northeastern U.S. So she's come down to Virginia to some of the festivals down here in Virginia quite a few times. So we've been able to enjoy her performances and meet her and stuff live and talk to her and stuff. She's really, really cool. Wendy Rule will be performing. And Spiral Rhythm, PSG favorites. And Primal Rhythm, a group that I don't think I heard of before. So that's some new.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. So they'll be performing throughout the course of the weekend with little mini concerts. And it's really cool because they're able to get these folks to participate without having to dedicate, you know, camping for a week, you know, someplace where it's just like we just need a little bit of their time. It's a lot easier to get people lined up for that kind of thing.
Right. Yeah. Because it is. It's typically PSG is 8 days long, and there's the setup and the teardown time and everything else that is involved with that.
Yeah.
So registration. When is registration in for this?
Registration, $75 per person, all inclusive. And it see an end time for the registration on the website. I think you can register pretty close to the time. It doesn't say. So the event is the 25th of June, so I would assume the registration will close probably 20th-ish, but I'm not sure.
Or within just a couple of days before that.
Right, because it's virtual, it's a lot. You can have the registration run up right pretty close.
Right.
To the event itself. So that's PSG. Register, $75, gets you everything. The schedule's online. The presenters and the information, the workshop stuff is already online on the Pagan Spirit Gathering page at the Circle website. It's pretty cool. Spirals of Change is the theme. Spirals of Change. Are there merchants?
There's going to be some sort of merchanting. I don't know how they're going to do it, but they're going to do something. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
There will be opportunities to buy stuff.
Because that's what we do.
Yes.
Yeah. And then we've got more podcasting stuff going on. Selena's on Nature Mystic with Selena Fox, which are the encore presentations aired on Sunday evening. So, of course, you can download and listen to these anytime afterwards, but they happen on Sunday evenings. And we don't quite have June scheduled up yet. The next one for Selena will be on the 30th, this coming Sunday. It'll be a pre-recording, a re-recording, a replay for Stories of the Veteran Pentacle Quest. with Selena, Roberta Stewart, spell that wrong, and others sharing their accounts of the quest. Laura Gonzalez has Lunatic Mondays in Spanish on June 3rd. She'll be with Heidi Hernando, H-A-Y-D-E-E, Heidi Hernando, about the devotion of Hecate in Spanish. And then her English program is Lunatic Mondays in English with Laura Gonzalez. And let's see, June 14th is Lunatic Mondays, a virtual pagan spirit gathering, where she'll be talking to Reverend Moonfeather and Reverend Messina, who organized or organizing this year's. And then she'll be talking to Reverend Tiffany Andes on the 28th of June about casting. Deborah Rose on Circle Talk on June 1st. She'll be speaking with, we'll have Kellyanna, hearing her stories, playing her music, having a good time with Kellyanna. And then on the 15th is a rerun from August of Creating Bedside Spells with Reverend Charlotte Bear. Nature Spirituality with Selena. We don't have Selena's programming for June yet, but we'll post that on the website once we do. So keep an eye open for that.
So stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Watch the website. Watch the website. And then a Moon Magic for us in June, God's the Summer Solstice on June 10th. And then 2 weeks later is the June Full Moon Ritual. Talk about summer solstice gods, father gods, sun gods, sky gods of the summer solstice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a wide variety.
Yeah.
You know, depending on what you like to focus on.
Yep. And then on Paganos del Mundo on Saturdays, it's a variety of programming. It's either usually in Spanish or Portuguese, depending on the host. And that's a pretty popular set of shows, of podcasts there with Christian Ortiz, Laura Gonzalez, Harway Tuila, and Patricia Finkler hosting different programs on Paganos del Mundo. And like I said, they're either in Spanish or Portuguese, depending on the host. So if you happen to speak Spanish or Portuguese or trying to learn, yeah, check them out. Pretty good topics. What I can translate from what I can get from these is going to be pretty interesting conversations. So information from the websites. Laura's been posting it on Facebook. We've got Casey Pope helping with social media.
And of course, Laura promotes all the stuff on Facebook.
She does. She does all our Facebook
promotion. She's our promoter, and she promotes all of the shows.
Mm-hmm.
And she does a great job with
she
that.
She does. So there you go. That's what's going on in the podcasting world for Circle Sanctuary during the course of the next month or so. Keep an eye open. We got more things coming up. Like I said, Selena's schedule will be posted here soon when she once we get that finalized. And we'll be having a good time.
Yep.
Okay.
So what song would you like to take us out with, Dave?
Oh, we don't have anything fast or cat.
We don't have any cat
no.
songs, which kind of surprises me.
It does.
Because
what? Like what? Right.
Let's go with an oldie but goodie.
Okay.
Moon is high.
You bet. We'll do that. In the meantime, have a great Memorial Day weekend for those in the U.S. who are celebrating the Memorial Day weekend that's coming up.
Stay safe.
Mm-hmm.
Wash your hands. If you've been vaccinated, great. Hug your family if you're able to.
Yeah.
Blessed be.
The moon is high on this night of power. The children come at the witching hour. Our hands are
the moon is high
on this night of power.
Thank you for joining us on the Circle Sanctuary Network podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.